Hi, alien family. Welcome back to Alien Game Podcast. I'm your host, Tierra Latrice. Whew, I have really missed y'all immensely. I know it has been a minute since I've been up here on my channel. Shout out to all of you that will watch this on YouTube. For those of you guys that will listen to it on the podcast channel on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Today, we have a very deep conversation in store for you, but you know we don't get started without setting a vibe. So I'm going to go on ahead and get that started for y'all so that we can be in tune with each other, okay? So we're going to start off with a little bit of sunshine, okay? So let's go ahead and get that started, okay? We're going to let a little bit of sunshine in the room today, okay? Let me see who's in the building with us today. My YouTube family. Hey, Jack the Voice, how are you? Hi, Nikki Queen. It's so good to see y'all, for real. How was y'all Thanksgiving? How was y'all little your bok bok day? How was that? I just think you playing the wrong answer. Okay. In the meantime, while y'all answer that, let's set the vibe. Oh, all of y'all are fat now, huh? Sunshine. It's all right, y'all not alone. Ubiquity. Everybody loves the sunshine. Okay. Whew. So y'all enjoyed your leftovers. Let me put this part of my head here because it's annoying me. Whew. So y'all will be enjoying leftovers. That's wonderful. I hope y'all enjoyed the time with your family. I hope that you guys had an amazing bok day experience. Okay. But I'm back to business. We are back to doing the work that we are supposed to be doing. So today's episode is called Clear, Cancel, and Release. And this is definitely going to be what we do far as how we're going to set the tone right for the new year and what we're going to be doing going through the rest of this year. And again, I just want to give a very quick disclaimer. This is what I've come to understand from my experience and the things that I have been doing personally. This is in no way, shape, or form intended to make you make any decisions about what you do with your life. This is just what conclusions I've come to. And if it helps you in any way, I couldn't be more happier. Okay. So let's just be honest here. I know this has been a very trying year for every single last one of us. to one way, shape, or form. We've all had a very, very interesting year. We've all had our obstacles. We've all had our challenges, our battles. We've all been faced with certain things that may not always make sense, or things that we may not necessarily need to transpire in our life. You know what I'm saying? So right now, I feel like we're in a stage of just trying to really figure out what it is we're going to do going into the rest of this year. And I think this is a very important thing for us to think about, because honestly, I'm pretty sure for those of you who are open-minded people that are, you know, really trying to set a positive tone going into this new year, you're trying to really sit back and figure out what things can you do to make your new beginning more abundant. How can you prosper more? How can you reject more of the negative energies and, you know, just questionable aspects of life? And that's a normal question for people that have a conscience and have some kind of heart and actually acknowledge that they have a soul. And I know a lot of that stems from, you know, trying to really release a lot of the feelings that come from different situations, different circumstances. Like, that's normal for anybody. So the reason why today was called Clear, Cancel, and Release is because we're going to break this whole sowing new seeds thing down into portions, okay? Because I'm going to let y'all know something. I have never been a person to set a New Year's resolution. Like, I always be like, okay, like, listen, if you're going to do something, you can do that in the middle of the year, the beginning of the year. So that's never really been my thing. Like, okay, like, oh, starting January 1st, I'm going to exercise more. Or starting the new year, I'm going to pray more. This, that, and the third. I've never been that kind of a person. But some people, as I'm starting to, you know, understand people more, you know, some people need a starting point. Like, they need to set a date for certain things. So I understand now why, you know, certain people set that as a tone for why they want to do certain things, why they want to have certain new beginnings start at a certain point. So I'm totally receptive to that 100%. But I feel we're going to really set realistic resolutions. It has to start with the things that are mostly within ourselves. Okay. So let's start with clear. Okay. Let's start with clear. Clear. Think about the phrase clear, even in a medical term, right? So, you know, when you watch those movies and, you know, unfortunately something happens to one of the main characters in the movie or even in real life and somebody needs to be resuscitated and you hear the doctor and the nurses use that, I hope I pronounced this word correctly, the defibrillator. Hey, Crystal, honey, how are you? How are you? But you know when they use a defibrillator, you know, to bring the person back, you know, to restart their heart rate and their vital stuff, and they say clear? I really want you to keep that in the forefront of your brain real quick, because honestly, I think at this point, we all could use a clear. And I don't mean that in the literal sense. I mean that in the spiritual, mental, entire sense of when I say that, okay? I'm going to be honest. We all could use a clear. We all need a reason to reboot and reset. That's the first thing that should be on everybody's list if we're trying to go into a new positive level of understanding, trying to establish new goals and really working on our dreams and really trying to be more positive, productive people. We all need to be cleared. We need to clear. You need it. That's the only way to start off any of this. In order for you to really, and this is just my opinion, again, I'm not here to tell you what you need in your life. I'm only telling you what I've experienced, what is going to help me, what is going to embody my existence, and what is going to really allow me to seriously prosper going forward. The clear. And the clearing is just really you sitting back and just understand that there's just certain things that have to be anew, be rebirthed. You know what I'm saying? You have to be brought back to life and brought back to who it is that you are, because it's not uncommon for any of us to lose touch with who we really are or to lose touch with the things that we need in order to get back on track and to really establish something productive and to be people that want to be better. I would hope and pray that that would be everybody's goal. You know, again, if that's not your goal, that's fine.
I'm not here to force that on you, but I would hope that everyone's goal is to be better, to be put in a position where you can actually fully be yourself and not be judged for it and not be downplayed because you want better, not be ridiculed because you want to elevate and do better things. I would hope that that would be something that would matter to you. And if it's not, it's cool. Maybe just right now, that's not the time for you. But I know for me and for what I want for my life, I needed to be cleared. I have to be comfortable with what I see when I look in the mirror. I have to be at peace with the person that I want to be. I have to be centered and aligned with the things and the values and the morals that are supposed to keep me on track. You know what I'm saying? So ultimately, I think we all could use a clear. I think we all need to have a moment where we are just brought back into the true sense of ourselves and really sit back and establish what is it that we want. That can start today, sowing your seeds going into the new year. Or if you want to start January 1st, that's on you. But for me, that started before November, before October. The process can be speedy for some people. The process can be slow for some people. But sometimes you need that clear. You need it. You need to clear. You have to be brought back to the true sense of what you are. You have to understand yourself a little bit better. You have to really dig deep into who you are and figure out what is it exactly that you want from yourself. And then once you get that down, you might be able to figure out what it is you want from other people. You can't possibly be able to pour into others or do things for others if you're not taking care of yourself, which is what goes into this question that I notice every year they post on social media. It's like, oh, who comes first? You, your husband, your parents, or your children. And every year, and this is just my opinion, I notice that some people, honestly, to me, get that question wrong in certain, you know, retrospects. For me, my answer would always be that you would have to put yourself first, because if you're not any good, you're not going to be able to serve your purpose to who and what matters to you. So if you're there drained and don't have no energy and don't have no kind of understanding within yourself or don't have any kind of, you know, bounce back, how on earth can you possibly pour that into anybody else? Because you can't even pour it into you. So I would assume that you would have to put yourself first. So in order for you to do that, especially when it comes to healing things and trying to do things correctly and just trying to set the right tone for yourself, you got to be in the clear. So some of y'all, some of us, many, few, whoever, you might want to be in the clear phase right now, okay? Now you get into the whole cancellation part of this whole thing, because there are certain things once you get into that clear mode and you are able to see yourself clearly and feel yourself out more, there's just going to be some things that you're going to have to shut down. There are going to have to be some things that you are going to have to completely cut the cord with, things you're completely going to have to sever in order to understand even deeper what it is that you need out of this thing called life, what it is that you require in order to go forward. So there's some things you seriously just gonna have to cancel. The same way you can cancel subscriptions to the things that you don't want to pay for no more, there's just certain things that you have to cancel in order to fully be able to be you in its entirety. There may be certain things you can't watch anymore because it don't feel right with your energy. There's going to be certain things that you're going to have to stop practicing because it doesn't benefit you in any kind of way. There are going to have to be certain things that you're just going to not be able to do, or things you're not going to be able to allow, because if you continue to indulge in these same practices, the end result is not going to be anything pretty. So what sense does it make to continue to allow certain things? But ultimately, your goal is to elevate and be better. Your goal is to set a tone and really be about something that makes sense. Just think about everything that you've ever seen in your life. Think about everything that you've ever endured in your life. Think about all the things that have limited your abilities. Just think about it. Think about everything that has been a setback. Start with you first. Have you set yourself back? You probably have. I think we all have. I think we've all been in a position where we've set ourselves back, where we have pushed our progression to the back burner because we want to act on our own emotions, our own ego, pride, vanity. we've all been in that position where we have set ourselves back, or there's just certain things we've allowed to make its way into our lives that has made it to where the things that we needed in order to progress and move forward, we didn't fully act on, or we didn't fully see the potential, what it was that could have been if we would have just chosen to cancel sooner. We had just chose to cut things off sooner. If we had just chosen to, you know, dismiss things sooner, I think that that would have led to something a lot more fruitful if we would have just tapped into that sooner. And that can be with anything. If you got a family member that is limiting your progress, or they're always trying to hold a rain cloud over your head, or they're not being family oriented and they're not serving the purest purpose that they can to making sure that you are supported and empowered, let it go. If there is a habit that you have that is seriously setting you back from certain goals that you got, let it go. Right now, as you are being put in the process of being born again, and I don't mean that in the so-called religious sense, but some people need to be restarted, rebooted, reset, recharged. That's why sometimes, you know, when people take breaks from social media and just things, that's probably the healthiest thing you could do for yourself, because it's, everything is just this, that, and the third. Like, it doesn't, you're going to be consumed by it. And honestly, we all get consumed by shit. Let's be clear. It doesn't matter what it is. But sometimes it is good to take a step back and reset. But then it also gives you a chance to really understand what you want, what things you see for yourself. What is it that matters most to you? What is it that's going to keep you going and make it to where you feel that you are at peace with yourself? So you might have to do some canceling. You might have to do some letting go. You might have to do that. Because if you don't and you continue to harbor certain things and certain levels of resentment or anger or bitterness or sadness, or if you allow all your disappointments to bottle you up and make you feel like your worth has to be established in the do's and don'ts of others, that's not healthy. Hi, Stephanie. How you doing? But it's true. It's honestly true. You have the most power over yourself than anybody. No one has more control over you than you. And that means you got to control what you allow to come into your space. You got to control what is allowed to occupy time in your mind, in your spirit, in your being. So you got to, if there's some things you know that you need to cancel, you better cancel that subscription ASAP and don't let them people take no more of your money. No. Mm-mm. Or better yet, don't let anything else take any more of your energy than it already has. If you notice something, I really want you to pay attention to, even when you have certain interactions with people, places, and things. If you happen to go somewhere and, like, let's say you go to a store, right? Let's just keep it simple. You go to a store you always go to. But on this one particular day, you go to the store and just some just don't feel right. Like, you feel drained. You feel like, oh my God, like, why did I come in here today? Like what is going on? And it could just be the energy of a different staff member that was working there that day. And it's not the normal person that's there. But for some reason, you walk into the store that you go into time in and time again, like every week, and just this one particular day, you go in there and it's like, something don't feel right today. Your experience from one day to the next is never going to be the same. And it's very key to pay attention to the things that seem to consume your energy, or the things that make you feel out of place. If you start to watch certain things or listen to certain things or have certain conversations and you feel like you just don't belong, or you're just out of focus and out of center, those are also key things that you got to pay attention to, from the smallest detail to the largest detail. And I'm not telling y'all this because I think I'm perfect or better than anybody. This is just something that I'm learning. This is something that I'm coming to understand and allow to fester and be fruitful in my life. So who would I be to sit here and withhold this, knowing that this is something that I'm learning now, something that I probably could have learned sooner, but better now than never. So if this in any way resonates with you or connects to you on a certain level, then I am extremely happy that is something that I could do. But now we get into the release part. So you don't clear it, right? You done got reborn. You done had your faculties, your senses, your intuition reset, put on a different, you know, type of setting. You done canceled out certain things that you know serve you no purpose whatsoever. But now some releasing gotta go on. And I'm just gonna say this from the bottom of my alienated heart, mind, soul, everything. Whew. Releasing is probably the hardest part of all of this. And I'm going to explain to you why it might be hard. Because especially when you're dealing with, I'm going to say, family connections. Child. When you're dealing with that whole cycle of things and you're dealing with years and years and years of generational trauma and curses and disruptive behaviors and people keeping silent about their journeys or not coming full circle with the things that they have had to harbor and hold on to and bear for years and years and years. And it has gone unaddressed, untreated, not resolved. That's probably going to be the most difficult part of these three steps, really releasing all of that. Justin T, how are you? I hope your Thanksgiving was good. But releasing is probably the hardest part, because that means you have to be willing to sever the tie completely with all the things that disappointed you. All the letdowns, all the times you didn't feel protected or safe, all the times your feelings was pushed to the back burner, all the times where you wanted to feel real, true connection. And at the point in life where it was least accessible, you couldn't get your hands on it. You're going to have to let go of the anger, the things that people have said to you, the things that people have told you, not believing in you, not supporting your growth and your aspirations and your dreams, and just realizing that it's just a possibility that whether it's a family member, a friend, or anything to that matter, maybe they don't have it in them to be able to give you what it is that you need because they themselves may not know how to give it to themselves. That's a very strong possibility that people may not know how to do this. And the question is there going to be a time when they're actually going to tap into this and allow themselves to let it go like Elsa? Because here's a little warning. You have the option to be angry for the rest of your life. You can be angry for the rest of your life. That's up to you. You can choose to sit here today and say, I'm going to be mad at the world for the rest of my life. I'm going to be angry with everybody that has ever done wrong to me. I'm going to harbor this anger for as long as I live. But let me tell you what happens when you do that. Nothing fruitful is going to come to it. Nothing fruitful will come to you because you're holding on to this one feeling and this one emotion. And then you constantly feel the need to prove what it is that you are and what it is that you want to be. And it's not going to come from a place of you being humble. It's going to come from a place of you being resentful, like shoving it in people's face. There's nothing humble about that. You could have everything monetary in the world today and it could be taken away from you tomorrow. You could have everything in place that you think is to serve your greater good. But if it's not received with the true humility of just being thankful that you were able to make it through storms and you were able to progress from a pure place, what sense does it make to have all that if what comes from it is a source of pain, destruction, anger? Like, it doesn't benefit you at all, really. You're going to be sitting there with all this stuff. You're going to be sitting there with all of this weight and nowhere to lay your feelings down because you done stored it for so long. You done allowed it to have a place inside of you for so long that it's going to remain there. And the good things that could have seeped into you, you're not going to allow it to because you holding on to this anger, this fury, this disappointment, this trauma. And at some point, I know a lot of it starts from when we are young. It starts from when we're babies, when we're young. But that's where inner child healing comes in, because some of us are grown ass people with little kid feelings that ain't been dealt with yet, that ain't been handled yet. We are children living in adult bodies, and there ain't no ice skating or dancing around, that kind of thing. Sorry. Some people are adults in little kid bodies. Some, you know what I mean. Having adult big ass tantrums, being angry, just angry all the time. Like just always angry, always sad, always disappointed. And it don't have to be that way either. Sometimes you gotta love on yourself more than you look for from other people. That's just what that is. And it's okay to, in the moment when something happens, to be upset. Like, yeah, cry it out. You wanna throw some, throw some. You wanna break a glass. I mean, you wanna break your own stuff. I mean, I done broke my own stuff a few times in my life being angry, but that don't do nothing, really. But if it's in the moment, fine. But ultimately, when it gets to be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, like going over 10 years of just being mad, it's like, no, no good is going to come from this. No, there's nothing fruitful going to come from years and years and years of just sadness and despair and anger. At some point, you got to tap into you fully and look to yourself and give yourself the tools and the help that you need in order to progress and go forward. That's something you got to figure out within you. Can't nobody else tell you what you need but you. Yes, people can give you advice. Yes, people can give you suggestions. But ultimately, you got to go with what's going to bring you peace at the end of the day. What's going to give you solace over the course of your journey? Because can't nobody else help you figure it out? Because people don't know everything you've been through. There's not one person that you're going to meet that's going to know every single detail about your life. They're not going to know about all the times you've cried, all the times you've laughed, all the just even the down to the smallest detail. You know your entire journey. You know what things trigger you and what things don't. You could tell somebody, oh, well, this triggers me, that triggers me. But they're not going to really know the full source of it because they can't feel what you felt. Sorry to break the news to you. Let me go to your comment, Miss Stephanie. Humans only suck the energy that we allow. Correct. That is what I appreciate about your energy and spot on. You bring this on like I do. I would love to share your goodness with others. With yes, you can share the goodness. Spread the word. It's the spread love is the Brooklyn way. From what I hear, you know. And the anger will subside, I believe, because we know. Yes. And again, this don't make me no expert. I don't have no degree, but I don't need a degree or certification to tell you what I've been through in my life, to tell you how the things that I messed up on and help yourself sooner. You're talking to a person that's been through counseling, that has had anxiety, that has had depression, that has had a bad temper problem, like a real bad type of problem, like the littlest thing to tick, tick, boom, like a bomb go off. Like, I don't miss that. Don't get me wrong. She's in here somewhere, Miss Tick, Tick, Boom, but I don't need Miss Tick, Tick, Boom to be here. I am very much more content with being able to put things in perspective and understand myself at a level that makes sense. So I'm okay with releasing. I'm okay with letting go. I'm okay with being at peace with me. I'm okay with showering myself with love. I'm okay with being my own friend. I'm okay with that. Because ultimately, I gotta be content with myself when I sleep, when I wake up. I gotta know what my gifts and my abilities are to do in order to eventually help more people. You don't need a degree to help folks. You don't need a certification to just say, you know what? I know where I have dropped the ball in life. I know where I have gone wrong in my journey. I get it. So would you rather me tell you that I did it and then just give you advice on how you don't have to follow the same suit that I did and hopefully rectify some things within you sooner? Or should I just hold it back and just keep my mouth shut because I'm not a perfect person? Well, PSA, PSA. Last I checked, well, none of us perfect. Oh, it was that a shocker to you? Was that, oh my God, like did that shock you? That wasn't nobody perfect, that technically none of us should be God throwing no goddamn stones right now. Like, did that just completely sleep over your head, your weave, your wig, whatever you want, your hat? Did that surprise you that ain't none of us perfect? Like, okay, raise your hand if you're perfect, okay? Please, I want to meet you. If you are completely a walking ball of perfection, let me meet you today, because I want to know how you did it. Give me the tools. I think we all aspire to be perfect. We all know that's just not possible. We're born into this world knowing that we're not going to do everything spot on. And even these three little small steps that I'm giving you, it's not going to be no walk in the park. There's going to be some obstacles that come from it. There's going to be some difficulties that transpire while you're on this journey. There are going to be some things that rise up in the midst of your path that's just going to sit up there and try to deter you from staying focused. There's going to be some people that are going to really challenge your faith. It don't matter which way it comes from. There's just going to be some things that are going to happen that are going to really determine whether or not you want to stay on that. If you're going to stay on that path, it's going to be some moments that things are going to try to interfere with what you are determined to do. And I am living proof of that. When you're trying to do everything within your being to really be about something positive and productive, and you're just trying to learn and aspire to be greater. And lo and behold, here come the bricks falling down on your head. Here come the hell of fire and brimstone trying to set your feet on fire. Here comes the doubt and the naysayers and the ridicule and the whole lack of feeling like you're important. People seeing what it is you're trying to do and making you feel as if you are nothing. Meanwhile, the people that act like they perfect get all the praise. Go figure. Go fucking figure. Everybody that is just full of this, just never does anything wrong, never wants to be accountable for nothing. Oh, let's bow down like idols and submit to the idea. You give me any book and I will swear on it that I know for a fact that I am not here to present myself as any kind of God or entity or angel. That I am not here to present myself as perfection, because it's not doable. It's not possible. You may come a little close, but there's always going to be something that's going to present itself. And you got to figure out what side of right or wrong you want to be on. Me personally, I want to be free from past iniquity, mistakes, and errors. Allow my present to be abundant and my future to be allowed to have a proper place within my life. And I really, truly, I don't care if I spoke to you yesterday, today, don't speak to you tomorrow, like whatever. I really want that for a whole lot of us, because I really feel as if we did this, we could have a lot more positivity going into our journeys. But y'all gotta want it. I can't make you want it. I can just tell you what I want for myself and build on that. I can't tell you what to want for you. Point blank, period. Hello, militant white lady. I see you changed your name. How you doing? It's good to see you. Good to see you. Stephanie, you are making complete sense. Thank you for remembering me of the path on the journey. Those on the path know the struggle is real. Absolutely. 100%. It's not intended to be easy. It's not intended. Each one teach one. I need to hear that. Well, I'm glad I could listen. If I can tell you something that I've learned and hope that it benefits somebody, I'm okay with that. I'm not expecting this to hit a huge number, because we all know when you're trying to do something positive and productive, it doesn't always get the attention that it deserves, or the proper attention that it deserves. But my goal is not to sit here and tell you that this needs to hit an astronomical number for it to mean something. only want the people that truly want to benefit from this level of information to really, 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 really resonate and stick with you. So here's what we're going to do today. Y'all know I don't usually pre-write anything, but I decided to pre-write something today because this is something that I want you, us, all of us, to hopefully sit back and say to ourselves. Now, again, you ain't got to use my exact words. You ain't got to say what I say verbatim. I personally want y'all to come up with your own affirmation and apply it to yourself. But I'm going to give you mine. And then from there, if you decide that you want to make your own, and maybe one day you'll share it with me, I'm totally okay with that. But I'm going to give you mine. And this is one that I, making sure I find, here we go. This is one that I wrote. Okay, so if I look at the date. Okay, I wrote this on 11/11. So I have this little daily affirmation, you know, self-proclamation that I say to myself every day, especially at the nighttime when I'm meditating and stuff. And, you know, you can come up with your own. But ideally, I hope that this really does help along your journey of healing. It helps you to be productive in your life and just really serve something beneficial to your life as a whole. I encourage y'all to make your own, okay? I really do. But this is mine. And this is probably going to be edited as time goes on because this is just the starting point, okay? So this is my daily affirmations to myself so that I can be positive and I can be productive, okay? I am a force of positive energy and light. I am worthy of all blessings. I will prosper in anything and everything I set my mind to. I am no longer a reflection of my past mistakes and errors. I am loved and give love. I am a woman, a mother, and a nurturer. I am wise. I am helpful and truly care about others. I am a living lesson of occurrences in life. I repel negative energy in all forms. I am humble and thankful for every single thing that I have. I am forgiving and able to be forgiven. I am health and I am wealth. I am unique. I'm a queen and I am me. This is my daily affirmation to myself. Okay. Now, there's certain parts of this that I did not read because it's very sacred. So I can't give you all that, but I can give you the basis of what I wrote. I gave y'all a good majority of it, okay? But some of these parts are very personal, so I won't give you all of that. But this is just, you know, a general synopsis of what I have written down, you know what I'm saying? But there was one other thing that I wanted to share, which let me see if it's in here. Oh, there you go. That was it. That was the last talking point before I get off of here. The first thing that I want to tell y'all is your life is a canvas. Your life is a canvas. You get to paint your life how you see fit. You get to illustrate within yourself how you want things to go. Nobody can paint your picture for you. You either can make it black and white, you can make it colorful. Hell, I'm about to invest in some art glitter. Because there are just certain things that I want to just start doing. Because I already told y'all, I'm going to show y'all my alien art museum with all the things that I've drawn. How about a good 17 pictures now? You know? But there's just certain things that I really want to do and express things in certain ways. And you have the right to paint your picture how you so choose. But just make sure you paint in the picture. And even if your hand ain't the best, may not be the best artist, you know, per se. You have the right to illustrate your life how you see fit. You get to create whatever it is that you feel is necessary in order to be fully abundant. And Stephanie, I'm going to read your comment again because then there's another point that I need to make. Your abundance abounds. We aren't about numbers, but my works are aligned with yours and I will share affirmations every day. We are one healer, sharing experiences, energy healers. Amen, Stephanie. I love Stephanie so much, y'all. I love all of you for all the right reasons. Rico, you are here. Life is what you make it. All is mine and mine is mental. All is universe. Hi, Rico. I'm so glad that you are here. And there's one more thing that I wanted to tell y'all. I want you also to know that abundance ain't always something physical. I don't know if some of you know that, but abundance ain't always physical. Abundance is literally the rising and understanding and knowledge that you receive. You can be abundant and have grown spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Sometimes that's the level of abundance you need first before any of your other blessings can come about. I just wanted to put that out there because, you know, some people do know that. Some people don't know that. But you can prosper and be abundant by just simply knowing what levels you want to rise to and be blessed in that. So what I truly hope for y'all is that you are truly willing, if you really want to start off your new year, even if your new year starts today, your new year could start today. You ain't got to wait till the calendar. Because let's be real, the calendar ain't exactly accurate. But that's a conversation for a whole other day. I'm just saying. But your new year could start today. You can make changes today. You ain't got to wait till December 31st at 12 midnight. You ain't got to wait for that. You can start your changes now. You can do that now. You ain't got to wait. If you really want to start on some processes and things like that, you can start today. I'm just going to tell you that, okay? And I'm going to give y'all a quick message on the way. Andrea, girl, I'm almost done, but you can catch this replay. We can talk about clear, cancel, and releasing today, okay? I hope you replay this because this is a deep episode for me. Thank you, Dre. I appreciate you, honey. I appreciate you. I'm going to give y'all some messages on the way out. Okay, I want to make sure y'all get something even deeper out of today. Just want to make sure you get it. Okay. I want to make sure that one, y'all stay grounded. Make sure you stay grounded. Make sure you are in tune with your reality and you're not creating a false one. Okay. Make sure y'all staying grounded. Okay. That's the first thing I want to make sure y'all do. And I'm going to manifest that for you. If you are an empathic person, I really do hope that you are able to heal even when you receive other folks' energy, that you put that into yourself, okay? And I want you also to know that you are loved. And even if you don't feel it from other people, you got to feel within you. So give yourself a big ass hug today. Hug yourself when you get up. Hug yourself before you go to sleep. Or just do things to love on yourself. It's okay to, if y'all read my community tab, I told y'all I was self-caring. Like I washed my hair. Like I did things that just made me, even if it's just a temporary moment of saying, you know, I did something for me. That right there is a blessing because you living and breathing. That gives you a chance to do something for yourself. And right now I want to let y'all know that y'all are in something called Earth School. No matter how old you get, no matter how young you are, because like the saying goes, okay, being old don't make you wise and being young don't make you dumb. You have an opportunity to grow no matter your age, your gender, your orientation, your spiritual / religious background. You have the opportunity every day when you get up to learn something new, to progress in some kind of way, to acknowledge your growth in some kind of way, shape, or form. And I want y'all to know that it is okay to have made mistakes up to this point. If you have gone overboard, if you have dropped the ball, if you have neglected yourself, it's all right, but you can't do it after today, especially if you heard this message. You can't do that no more after today. You know better. And I'm not saying that, oh, tomorrow that you're just going to out of nowhere just start being this better person, because it's a process. You got to work through some things within you first. But if you do that clearing, that canceling, and that releasing, I promise you it's going to be worth it. You're going to have that healing. You're going to have that healing. You're definitely going to have that healing. You definitely are. And it's okay to be sorry. It's okay to be sorry too. If you are in the stage of trying to right your past wrongs, that's okay too. But be humble about it. And it's okay to look for the messages. You understand what I'm saying? It's definitely okay. But also in this stage, when you're clearing, canceling, releasing, please water your gardens. Please water your gardens and make sure your perspective is on point. Make sure you're seeing things for what they are. Make sure you're seeing yourself for what you are. Okay? We all gonna learn this. And oh, and one more thing, PSA. Realize that you are not for everybody. Everybody not going to love you. Everybody not going to like you. Some people going to hate your guts just because you woke up. It's okay. You ain't for everybody, I tell you that much. You damn sure not. And just know that if you really have this message sit within you today, there's a calling that is coming into you, because we are all sharing in this moment energy that is going to make sure that we are on the right track, that we are living the best possible lives that we can. Okay. Let me see. Yeah. And sometimes you gotta let the weight of the world go too. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely time to restore some harmony and some balance around here. It's definitely that time, because time is not slowing down. We are not getting any younger, and we're going to have to sow these seeds like now. So again, if you want to wait till 2022 come a knocking, you go right ahead. But I think that you might want to start now if you ain't started already. And if you have started already, I commend you, because it takes a lot of work to relearn everything you've been taught in life and figure out how you're going to make it work for you going forward. It ain't the easiest thing, but it's damn sure worth it. And I'm just telling you that from me to you. But again, I hope that this definitely gave y'all some perspective. And I hope that if you needed this, that it helps you. I hope that if it benefits you in any way, that hopefully you'll give the same level of information to somebody. If y'all want to play the telephone game, play telephone with actually giving people knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Let's play telephone that way. Let's share information that way. Let's encourage people that way. Okay? Let's do that. If we want to play telephone game, let's figure out a way where we can just, you know, give each other a little bit more love and productivity in this thing. Even if you just start off slow. And just be like, hey, I just want to tell you today that I love you. Like, something like that. Or, hey, I just want to tell you today I think that you're a wonderful person. I think that you're beautiful. Like, if you just want to start slow like that. But you got to do it with you first. You can't just start doing that to other people and you still ain't doing what you got to do for you. Once you do what you got to do for you, then everything else comes full circle. Okay? But that's literally the only advice that I could give you. And, yeah, I could have gave this sooner, but, let's be real. Y'all won't gonna be thinking about hearing all this while you over here scarfing down turkey, macaroni, and cheese. I know I couldn't do it, because God, you wouldn't be able to hear nothing I was saying. Every other word would have been a biteful. So I'd rather give this to you now. And we're definitely going to keep this up. So it looks like Sundays are going to always be the day that we have these conversations with each other. And at some point, I would love if y'all would call in and really give me some feedback, so maybe we can do I'm just saying, hi Manny, how are you? Release and let it go. And there's a new moon on the 3rd, and it's in Sagittarius. Shout out to all the Sagittariuses. Hello. Yes, hashtag restore now, hashtag heal yourself. Absolutely. Free. Oh, okay, hold on. Let me go up. Here we go. Free yourself, love yourself, embrace your own awesome. Free yourself from worldly problems. You are needed in this world, and it is okay. The path and process is here for you. Absolutely. Yes, Drea, I'm trying, honey. I'm trying. But yeah, a lot more of these episodes. Yes, ground that root shot. Yeah, you listen. We all deal with cycles, and they all start at the root. Okay. You got to start there in order to make sure everything else is intact. You got to get to the root of things. Okay. But yeah, it looks like Sunday will be the day for these conversations. Some of them will be live. Some of them will not be. Some of them will be pre-recorded, especially if it's just something I just want to talk through and then y'all just tune in. But yeah, I feel that it's necessary to do this. And I'm very appreciative to all of you that came to listen, to the people that genuinely support this chapter in life. I really appreciate it. For even those that sit back in the cut and make jokes about it, I love y'all too. Just know it's going to keep me going in this direction, because clearly, in order for you to be humble, in order for you to really understand the good works and really put positive things forward, you got to deal with the good as well as the bad. So I'm okay with it all. But the only thing I can tell you was my intention behind it. And that's truly just to give the lessons that I learned and pass them on. And just hope and pray that if anybody needed the message, that they got it. We gonna learn together, okay? That's just what it is. Period. Whew. Yes, please. I really enjoy this. Yes, I will definitely. I'm sticking to my Sunday. This is definitely one of the days that I'm going to stick to. Sundays is going to be the day for me. Yes. Because for me, I've also come to the understanding that Sunday is not the not the seventh day. It's actually yesterday, but we can have that debate another day as well. But technically, this is really supposed to be your first day of the week, but we're going to leave that alone. So yeah. Anywho. Yes. This has been the best stream of the week. Please come on my platform to share the goodness. It may finally be our alien time. Yeah, let me know. If you, my email and my Instagram and stuff will be at the end credits. So if you want to set something up, I'm totally okay. As long as it's something that's positive and productive and we can really do some actual work to help people, that is definitely something I'm open to. So if you want to reach out to me, email me, Instagram me, absolutely. I would love that. But, this is all that I really have. Once I hop off here, if you guys want to replay this, it will be on Spotify. It will be on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. It's going on 8 o'clock. So I say by 9 o'clock, this will be on all of those channels. There's actually other channels that my show gets uploaded to that, like one is called, let me look real quick. One is called Playboard. Another one is called Castro.fm. Another one is called Backtracks.fm. Hold on. There's another one. So I was looking this up too. But I know those are like not popular ones. But those are also other channels y'all can look it up on. But the main ones, the main things that y'all use, you know, for the Android user, Spotify, Google Podcasts, if you got an iPhone, you'll be able to hear this episode up there as well. But it will definitely be 9 o'clock when y'all get the full. You just want to listen to it on the go. So, and the links are also in the description of this video. So I really appreciate y'all for taking time out of your Sunday to get this message. I really hope and pray it's useful to you. I will pray for all of us over the course of this week going into this next year. I really hope that this message helps you in any kind of way on your road to healing and just growing and just learning. So I thank y'all for tuning into Alien Gang Podcast with your girl, Tiara Latrice. My contact information will be at the end of this, but please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Always aim high. Never aim low. Be the best you can be. And even if you drop the ball, there's nothing that says you can't pick it back up. So shout out to all of you. Justin T, Stephanie Lucas, Nikki Queen, Rico the Brat, Manny White, Militant White Lady. Okay. Did I miss anybody? Jack the Voice. Yes, I hope I got everybody. I really appreciate y'all for tuning in and listening. You guys take care of yourselves. Have a great evening. And I will see you guys for the regular Tiara Latrice show on Tuesday for Alien Tea Tuesday. Okay? One love. Blessings to all of you. Good night. Y'all hit me up when you need me, okay? Peace out and God bless you all. Ready to go. Oh, here we go. Oh, me send y'all out with some sage. Bye.
Enjoy the peaceful vibes, courtesy of the Tiara Latrice Show. May the sage burn carry you through the rest of your day. Take these full-blown shots to the head. Rock a vibe, bitch.